This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 300. Our three signature strategies from the first 300 episodes.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, we're at episode 300. Get the three most important strategies that we've shown you on this show and find out why they'll dramatically change your score. Hey, Jessica, happy episode 300.
Happy 300th anniversary, Lindsay.
I know, right? It's been so long.
300. Amazing. This snuck up on us.
It did sneak
listeners,
up on us.
We did not realize that we, because, you know, Lindsay and I, we just work. You just keep working and you keep
just
doing
keep
stuff.
Plugging
and
away. Yeah.
Yeah, but just plugging away. I like that idiom. That's good.
Good idiom.
And all of a sudden, we're like, wait a minute. We're what? Today? 300?
Yeah.
What?
We're at 300. I mean, we don't mean to toot our own horn here, but like very few podcasters even make it to episode 100, not to mention 300. Like, I'm sorry.
Totally.
We have to brag a little bit here because I think the thing that's different about us is that we are very committed to our work here. You know, at All Ears English, at this podcast, IELTS Energy, most podcasters will start a podcast, they'll try it out, and it seems like fun, and then they'll realize this is actually work if I want to make this a real show, and they give up after about episode 25.
And yeah, no, totally. Especially if you, well, not especially, I'm sure it's for any topic or genre, but if you search the ESL podcast, of which there are a gazillion, right? Yep. And it's not just general English podcasts, but it's also test prep podcasts, like what we do, very specific. Yep. But people start off and they're like, I think with the general ESL stuff, they're like, yeah, this is going to be fun. We're going to, you know, teach vocabulary and teach people how to talk, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So like they're not focused enough and then they run out of stuff to say because they don't have a vision or a real motivation.
Right.
And so again, right, like 25 episodes, if that.
Yep, that's the average.
Or like the test prep ones. Who else is going to think of 300 things to say about IELTS?
Well, you have to know. I think that just clearly shows us how well you, Jessica, how well you know this exam. Because you cannot talk about IELTS in this kind of depth for 300 episodes unless you know it so well. There's no way.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
There's still more to say, guys. So don't worry. There's
absolutely
still more to say.
We're not anywhere close to being done here. So we're
No, I know. I even probably at episode 100 and then again at episode 200, we're like, how did we think of this much to say? So obviously we have no problem talking about IELTS and thinking of new skills you guys need, new perspectives to new strategies for you to
blah, 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 blah.
For you to look at your preparation, right?
Yeah.
To look at how you're dealing with the test. Are you looking at it in the positive way? Are you using your time well? There's still a lot of stuff for us to explore.
Oh, there's so much more. But today, what are we going to do, Jessica? We're going to do kind of a summary of the three best ideas, right, Jessica, that have come out of this podcast that directly affect your scores, guys, on the exam.
Yeah. So throughout the course of our 300 episodes, and these are strategies that we didn't think of, you know, before, and we're going to have to talk about this or whatever. Mm. These are strategies that came up while we were talking, you know, that's why this works so well with Lindsay and I talking, because we're able to bounce ideas off each other and stuff just comes up that normally we would never think of.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. And yeah, oh, I just got an idea, but that's a side point. Anyways, let's keep going.
See, it's happening right now.
Now.
Okay. One of our, the first, I think, sort of original strategy, we could say, would be the brain box. I think this is episode, I remember putting it in a blog post recently. It's like episode in the 80s, I believe. It's early on, you guys. Mm-hmm. And the brain box is this idea of, you know, I was just explaining this to my five-year-old when we were talking about vocabulary. Anyway, so the brain box is where you have, for every topic, cars, mm-hmm. biology, student study sessions, late night work, you know, for whatever topic or situation, you guys have what we call a schema, right? It's this box in your head that holds all of your knowledge about this topic. This includes vocabulary. This includes personal experience, things you've read. Anything connected to this topic is in that topic box in your head. And so this is a key element of the strategies for listening and reading is that when you are warming yourself up, when you're looking at the questions, right? When you're skimming the passage, this is when you're accessing the brain box. So you understand before you listen. You understand before you look at the reading questions. So you're not wasting your time. You are ready. So this goes into our strategies of making you an active IELTS student, not just this passive person who can't find stuff and is slow. No, you guys are actively tackling this test to get the answers.
Yeah, I love that. And this is also a good way to kind of combat a sense of thinking you don't know anything about a topic, because it's very easy to go blank in the beginning and think, oh, I don't know anything about that topic. But when you're forced to go through this step and sit down and write out the words that you know that is, or ideas that are associated with a topic, you realize you actually do know something about that topic. So in the last episode, we talked about how students are, they are refusing to answer questions in the exam because they think they don't know anything about the topic. But opening the brain box is something that would help you avoid doing that, making that fatal mistake.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, we know who our listeners are by now. We get to talk to a lot of you guys, you know, the students in our course who came to us from the podcast. We talk to you guys. We know who you are. We know we have such huge respect for our listeners and our students, because you guys are some of the most hardworking people and brave to be pushing yourself into this new culture, this new language, trying to tackle this amazingly hard exam. We know that you guys are working hard. You guys have had an interesting life and interesting experiences because you have the courage to try this new stuff. So you guys have it. You guys have this stuff in your head. It's just a matter of having the confidence, right? And then being able to access it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the brain box is one key way to do that. So I love that. I'm so excited about that concept, that term. And guys, if you want to learn more about how to open the brain box, the place to go is definitely to get into our course, going through the step-by-step system of Three Keys IELTS. That's the way to get deeper into building that skill for real, not just listening about it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Because there are very specific steps on how to find it and what to do with it.
Yeah.
Right. For sure. I mean, we know it's there.
Yeah.
But now what?
Yeah.
So there are strategies associated. But guys, the next strategy that we thought of, this element that keeps coming up in a lot of our conversations, we keep talking about the culture of thinking. And this is another thing that came up like mid-episode one day and just got us really excited. And we have found over time that this is a part of so much of your IELTS preparation, is developing this culture of thinking. And our motivation for helping you guys pass the test is knowing that it's not just the test, it's your future life that you're preparing for. And this is for both of those things.
Yeah, I love this. And I love this one, especially because this is more about the way you conduct yourself outside, in many ways, outside of IELTS preparation. It's about bringing IELTS prep into your everyday life and making it very, very organic. Right, Jessica?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And the test, guys, it's a balanced test. It's, you need testing skills, but you also need English. But part of the English is having the ideas to talk about, right? I mean, we talked about students just saying, I don't know, I don't care about this. And that's not an option. You guys need to prepare. You need to develop this culture of thinking. And again, it's not for the test. It's for yourself.
Yes.
In the study plans for our course, we have a 30-day study plan and a 60-day study plan. And the culture of thinking is in there. If you follow every activity that I ask you to do, I don't tell you to do it. You're an adult. But that I ask you to do, your culture of thinking will naturally be developed. Your knowledge about your target culture and what you want to do with the rest of your life.
Yeah.
All of this stuff is developed step by step.
Lillian from Brazil is one of the students who succeeded because she decided to take the 3 Keys IELTS success system and follow our study plan. As a result, she jumped from 6.5 to 7 on speaking and from 6 to 8 on reading. Guys, to get the same strategies that increased Lillian's score, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Right, exactly. And once you use your culture of thinking to pass the exam, and then you're actually in your target country, at that point, we need topics to be able to talk about. We need to have something to say on different topics when we get invited to a cocktail party or an event, and to build those connections that we want as human beings, that's what's satisfying in our lives. And the culture of thinking will carry you through that as well.
Exactly. I just thought of a super cool podcast for you guys to listen to. Ooh. It's called The Dinner Party Download.
Ooh, cool.
You could go to NPR or just Google Dinner Party Download, but it's these two guys from LA, and they bring, I think their show is in three steps. It's like this is what you're going to talk about, and they have like a news from the week. This is something you don't know about, and they'll give you some like surprising news from the week that could impress people around you at a dinner party. And then they'll give you like a recipe for dinner, and they'll have like, wow, a dinner party guest, like a famous person. And then they go to a bar and have a bartender create a cocktail based on a theme that you could use at your dinner party. I don't know. It's awesome, guys.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, the culture of thinking. And this leads into our next strategy as well that we're proud of, is encouraging you guys, realizing that one of the best ways to become more fluent and confident and comfortable and high scoring on the speaking test is knowing yourself, knowing what you are interested in and what your passions are. And there are so many interests and passions waiting out there for you. You know, all of these three strategies feed into each other. Mm. They're all part of the same thing, really, right?
Yeah.
So the culture of thinking is really the start. That's the basis. That's what gives you the brain boxes. But it's also what teaches you about things to be passionate about and interested in, and self-discovery, right? The reading widely. And so hopefully you're not just passionate about your job. I mean, that's great, but you need to care about other stuff, knitting, I don't know.
Anything, basket weaving.
Whatever.
Cooking, doesn't matter. Hiking, whatever you want, just something, right?
Exactly. Because you need to be able to pivot to that, right? Like we said before, pivot to that on the IELTS speaking exam. Mm-hmm. To give yourself the best chance to be fluent.
Yes.
Right? Talk about the things that you can talk about. So, yeah. Give yourself more things to talk about, really.
Yeah. And in my mind, this is about more than just, maybe this is a different one of our major topics, but it's also about not only understanding your passions, but letting your personality come through when you talk about your passions. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the counterintuitive aspect of that, because most of us coming into an academic test, quote unquote, would think that we should stifle our personality and act in a certain kind of cookie cutter way. But that's just the opposite of what we want to do to get a good score.
And for some candidates, guys, I've seen that be the wall that is keeping them from a high score. I've done practice exams, you know, with students who are so frustrated because they have such high levels, but they can't get above a 6, sometimes a 5.5 on the speaking exam. And immediately I can tell them, okay, you need to relax. All right. This is not a job interview. This is, you know, this is a unique thing. This is what you have to do to impress the examiner. You need to relax, use your hands, right? Use slang, contractions. It's not academic English, guys.
Yeah. And sometimes that's all there is, all it is that they need to change, right? Sometimes someone is so smart. They've got the vocabulary. They've been in our course. They've studied our top 10 academic vocabulary words, the casual phrases that they need. They've got everything they need, but all they needed was just a power hour to sit down with Jessica or a VIP session to get that final tweak, right? And then boom, their score is jumping up, who knows, by a point. That happened with one student, I remember, Jessica. Yeah.
I think we're thinking of the same one. Yeah, guys. So that's what the power hours and the VIP sessions are for. We expect that you finish the speaking and writing modules before you participate, because the advice from me is meant to be personal. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't want to repeat stuff that I already told you in the course.
Yes.
All right. That's not the purpose of this stuff. The purpose of meeting with me is to get personal feedback on what your specific strategies are, right? Yes. You have the strategies I gave you that work for everyone, that give you the high scores, but what else is stopping you? Mm-hmm. Right. Like, what else do you not know? Because you can't listen to yourself and be like, oh, I know what I'm doing wrong. No, if you knew, you wouldn't be doing it. Yeah. So you need this outside perspective to be like, you know what? You just need to talk about dogs and you'll be fine. No, I don't know. But this, whatever personal feedback is, that just clears everything up. It's like a light bulb going off. And the students are like, oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all clear now.
I love that. It's a beautiful setup, right? So the smart students, the students that achieve their target scores, the 35 testimonials that we have on our sales page, those students are the smart ones who went through the course, did every step of the study plan, and then turned to Jessica for a VIP session or a power hour to get the personal tweaking, and then walked into the test calm and confident and got their target score.
Yeah, I think we've had the most successful VIP sessions that I've experienced have been with students who experience this intense anxiety 1 to 2 weeks before the exam. Mm. And they need this last minute check-in with me to make sure, you know, they're going to do well on the speaking. It's always about the speaking. And we schedule it. 1 30-minute session, but more often 2 30-minute sessions just to have a practice with feedback. And then I give them exercises to do for homework, right? Personalized practice that they need to work on. And then they meet me again 1 week later.
Yeah.
And then it's that last check-in for me to go, you got it.
Yeah.
Right? Like you were doing it.
That's awesome. And keeping in mind that last minute, just a side point, last minute is really 1 to 2 weeks in advance. It's not the day before, guys. Just keep that in mind.
Exactly. Yeah. You need at least a week.
So Jessica, what's the last thing we want to the final thought we want to keep in mind from today's episode then, from today's 300th episode?
I know that these are the three vital strategies you need in your preparation, guys. And it all starts with a culture of thinking. It all starts by challenging yourself outside of your comfort zone. Read about things you've never heard about. Seek out information of things you think you don't like. Find a way to like it. Find some aspect about it that you do think is interesting, right? Mm-hmm. So it starts with the culture of thinking, and then that's what builds the brain box. That's how you find what your passions are to impress the examiner on test day.
Love it. Love it, guys. And so now that we have these 300 episodes, you have a lot of content to go through. But if you really want to get serious again, the Three Keys IELTS Success System is the way to do it. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And we just want to say thank you to our listeners for being with us for these first 300 episodes. We're still going strong, guys. Be with us for the next 300. We invite you hopefully you guys will pass the exam and you won't need to be with us, but maybe you'll come back anyways.
You can still listen. We've had students do that. They're like, I just like your podcast.
I know.
It's not about the test anymore.
Yeah, I've had that. That's so funny. So going over,
so
guys,
leave
us a review, guys, in iTunes for our 300th episode. That's really what we would love to see, is a nice review for IELTS Energy in iTunes. Tell us how this show has helped you and tell us how we can improve it to make it better for you.
Yeah, please, guys. We love reading the reviews. And again, thank you so much for listening. This is so fun for us.
It's so fun. We love it.
But we wouldn't be able to do that if you guys didn't listen. So thank you.
You got it, Jessica. All right. So we'll be back on the other side of 300 very soon. Jessica, take care.
Thanks. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.